Hey babe, I'm home. Oh, look at you all squeaky clean in your robe. How was your shower? Yes, I got more lockdown supplies. Yep, I just washed them. 20 seconds. Sang that song 2 times. And then again, after I put almost everything away. Well, I was surprised they still had those disinfecting wipes, but I got them anyway. What these? Oh, just a box of disposable medical gloves. You know, just in case we, need them. You know, I better make sure they fit me, though. I couldn't exactly try them out in the store. Snug. Well, I suppose that's how they should be. Well, black was the only color left. I didn't really have a choice. You should see the stores, like everything is wiped out. It's crazy. Anyway, it's not like they're a fashion accessory. Black is a new black. Well, anyway, they do seem to fit fine. What do you think, babe? I see how you're looking at me. Oh, don't look away, baby. Look. My smooth, gloved hands. Here, let me just drizzle some of this on my hands. Oh, no, young man. That is not hand sanitizer. I wouldn't waste hand sanitizer at a time like this. It's lubricant. You know, I've always known you had a secret little medical kink. Now, open your robe for me, young man. Oh, what are you waiting for? I have other patients, you know. Come on now, open your gown. Good boy. Oh my, it looks like you're experiencing some swelling. Is that why you're here today? To get some help for your tumescence? Yeah, I thought so. Would you like me to examine you with these slick gloved hands? Yes, I've seen cases like this before. I'm going to sit down here on this low stool. Now, come stand in front of me with your legs apart. This looks quite serious. Now, first, let me check you here. Young man, don't be crude. We don't say balls in my practice. These things that I'm cradling gently in my slick gloved hands are your testicles, and they're so full and tight. Am I hurting you the way I'm massaging them? Good boy. Do you want me to continue? Okay. Now, young man, I'll need you to hold your penis out of the way so I can complete your examination here. Feel me roll each of your testicles in my fingers. Do you check yourself like this? Well, you should. But I have found no abnormalities, although I'm still concerned about this swelling. It's okay. Let me hear your moans. That's to be expected from the treatment. It's important feedback so I know I'm not hurting you. If you go all quiet on me, I'm going to get worried. Now, am I correct that it's been a few days since your last sexual encounter? That's what it says here on your chart. Well, that's what it feels like. Do you have any idea what's causing this fullness? Oh, there's one of your crude words again. We don't say cum at this clinic. You are not full of cum. Your testicles are full of seminal fluid. Yes, and the cure is very straightforward. We need to release the pressure through... That's right, much better, through ejaculation. Mm-hmm. Would you like to perform the treatment yourself? Or would you like me to treat you? Yes, indeed, I am a professional. And I know I'll be able to drain you more thoroughly than if you attempt the treatment yourself. Can you reach the lubricant on the table? Thank you. I'm going to need much more to administer a cure. Oh, there, that's a start. Do you feel my tight, slick grip on you? And do you like the feel of these gloves against your skin? Yes, I think these gloves are a critical part of your treatment. Listen to the sounds of your penis in my slick hands. Faster? Are you telling me to go faster? Sir, please stick with what you know. I am the professional, and the treatment protocol calls for long, slow strokes with a tight grip. From this slick, swollen, sensitive head, all the way down to these full, sensitive balls. Oh, see, now you have me saying it. No, I will not go faster. This is exactly the right speed. Oh, your penis is red and even more swollen. What's that? You can't come like this? I'm sorry. You'll have to use the proper words in my clinic. That's better. You can't ejaculate like this. Well, that is a problem, isn't it? These long, slow strokes seem to have you right on the edge, but you can't finish. Is that right? Well, I'm not going to change the speed of my strokes. But a more advanced technique is indicated in this situation. Here, spread your legs a little more. There. Now, feel my finger rub this spot. Your perineum. Oh, those moans are excellent. We are getting closer. No, that's not the advanced treatment. That's only the beginning. Now, keep concentrating on my firm, slow strokes. Good boy. Now, take a deep breath. Good boy, hold it. Now, let it out. Your groans may disturb the other patients. Oh, I'm sorry I surprised you. Yes, my finger is deep inside you. And now, you're going to want to put your hands on my shoulders to steady yourself. Go ahead. Good boy. Because the moment I start to put firm pressure on your prostate, you're going to... Oh, there. There you go. Let it out. Feel my slow strokes inside and out. Yes, yes. Good boy. Hold me tight. Your legs are shaking and I don't want to lose you. Again. Good. Oh, release it all. Do you have any more to give me? Oh, there, a few more drops. Now, deep breath again. And relax. Oh, good boy. Let me take these gloves off and... Oh, my. It's very unorthodox for the patient to slump down on his doctor's lap like that. But I'll allow it this once because you've been such a good boy. And you were such a good boy that I think we can come up with some additional treatments for you while we're under quarantine. After all, I do have a whole box of gloves at my disposal.